We'd like to welcome this morning Cindy Mikulski. She is the vice president of NAMI in Douglas County, and they had an interesting member meeting at the beginning of the month. Cindy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's really good to have you here.
You're welcome. I'm glad you invited me.
NAMI is the National Alliance for Mental Illness?
Yes, it is. And NAMI is the nation's largest grassroots mental health organization. And we provide advocacy, education, support, and public awareness to people.
So it's more than just a support group of people hanging together to talk about their common issues. There's really a big open to the public and outreach education component to the organization.
Yes, there is. We do offer support groups. We have peer support groups for people who suffer from mental illness. And we also offer family support groups for people who have friends and family that have mental illness. We sit at tabling events. We have education things, like veterans' mental health. We recently had one about QPR, suicide training, crisis intervention training. We've had poverty. We host a bunch of different activities. May is going to be Mental Health Month, so we're going to have a lot of education events during that month, too.
So as people go about their business and they say, you know, have these conversations about mental health, you need to support your family and friends who have mental health issues. If you're someplace and there's a NAMI table there, that's maybe a really great first stop to stop and maybe pick up some literature, have a chat with somebody, and maybe talk a little bit about how do I initiate these conversations or whatever it might be.
Yep, it's a great place to stop. We always have brochures on all the different mental illnesses. We have, like, if you're in a crisis, what you can do to help that crisis. And we have information about our support groups, and we also spend a lot of time talking to the people.
Fantastic.
And refer them to proper organizations.
So they can hook you up locally if maybe you or someone you care about needs a little bit of help right here locally.
Yep, that's correct. And Duluth also has a NAMI affiliate, so you can also go to NAMI Duluth too.
Fantastic. Now, you had a member meeting at the beginning of the month, and the Superior Police were on hand to talk about what you mentioned, this crisis intervention training, and also QPR, which is Question, Persuade, and Refer Suicide Prevention Training. Talk a little bit about inviting law enforcement to be a part of this. We understand in Duluth, at any rate, that many of the, I don't know the right adjective, the trickier situations, the riskier situations, the with folks that the police enter into have to do either with people that are in the grip of active addiction, and so perhaps are drunk or whatever at the time that they're creating a problem, or someone who has an untreated mental illness. There's been a lot of conversation nationally, of course, about police dealing with someone with an untreated mental illness, and it seems maybe to the public that they don't really know what to do, and they perceive the person as a threat when maybe they're really not a threat. So talk a little bit about having law enforcement come to this meeting and what you were hoping to accomplish with that.
Well, we actually have a good partnership right now with law enforcement. We currently have two city police officers on our board of directors, which work hand in hand with us. So we invited Joel Marcon and Brad Jago. Brad Jago's been a member of our board for the last 3 years, to do a program for QPR for our members, which, like you said, is Question, Persuade, Refer, Suicide. So they taught us what to look for, like warning signs, and they told us how anybody can be a gatekeeper. Anybody could take this training, because you always have a family member, a friend. You could be a coach. You could be law enforcement. And in the past, law enforcement didn't always know how to handle somebody with mental illness and would just take them directly to the jail without knowing their history. Now they're getting to know the history of people because they're receiving CIT training on how to deal with crises. And
And it would seem that they would have better skills. If a person, for example, is really, really in a bad place, and an officer is saying, you know, put down your weapon or do whatever, they may not be able to respond, or they may be in so much despair that they're not really interested in responding. They might be like, whatever happens, happens.
Right. The city police department has been sending officers to CIT training, which is 40 hours of training for them. So it's been a great asset in our community to have officers trained now.
And can you tell me a little bit about the question, persuade, refer model? Obviously, it would be ideal for folks to go to the training, but if you have an idea how it works and what it's about, you know, it might be something that would be handy to have in your back pocket, you know.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have in your back pocket. First, if you see somebody who's having a crisis, you want to go talk to that individual and question them. And you actually want to come out with a question and ask them, do you plan on committing suicide or killing yourself? You need to be very direct with them. You don't want to ask them if they have a plan, because that's pretty vague.
Right.
So you need to be direct. And then you want to talk to the person some more and find out what's going wrong, what's going on with that person, and try and persuade the person to seek and possibly accept help. Maybe give them some choices of what's available. You could offer to call us, like a suicide hotline or a crisis line for them. You could offer to go to the emergency room with them. You could see if they want you to reach out to one of their family members. But you need to be very understanding and just let them talk to you. And then once they decide if they would like to seek help, you want to try and refer to the person to appropriate resources. So if you tell them like a suicide hotline number, you really want to make sure that that number is still connected. So you want to try the stuff ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. There have been times in the past, long past, where crisis line numbers were not available or the wrong number was given. And for a person to be reaching out at that vulnerable time and then to get, I'm sorry, the number you're calling has been disconnected or whatever.
Yeah. And it's real helpful to always have the suicide number programmed into your phone. So if you come around somebody that's in a crisis, and that number would be 1-800-273-8255. And while you're dealing with the individual who's in a crisis, if you feel that they're in immediate danger and they are refusing to seek help, do not hesitate to call 911 for assistance, because the officers are trained to handle that individual.
It sounds like if you have a real sense that somebody does want to hurt themselves, that what you're saying is stick with them.
Yes. Don't leave their side. Stay with them at all times. And just by asking them questions, you might be able to de-escalate their problem just by being there to listen to them.
Sometimes that sense of isolation or that people don't understand, it's really difficult to talk about your problems anyway. But if your mental illness is exacerbating that, is making a little thing seem like a worse thing, and you're so used to people not getting it and kind of dismissing you, that having somebody really listen and ask questions might just be kind of that opportunity to let off a little steam and be heard that everybody needs.
Yep, that is the key, to just be a really good listener.
Fantastic. So NAMI, as I understand, has on your website, and I think Minnesota's does too, a list of events and member meetings and stuff. So if we get the link up on our website, it'll be easy for folks to find out what's going on and maybe avail themselves of some of your training or member meetings.
Yeah, we list all of our trainings and member meetings right on our Facebook page. And another good place to get information about events is the website northlandhealthyminds.org. They have a calendar in like NAMI Duluth, and they also host different events. Like, for example, on Saturday, I just attended, Mental Health First Aid for Adults, which was put on by Duluth.
Oh.
And that was a great event, too.
And that sounds like it would be a little bit similar to what you were talking about here?
Yeah, this was a 8-hour training.
Wow. So that was pretty intense.
Yeah. So if you follow Northland Healthy Minds, they'll offer that down the road, too.
All right. Fantastic. Cindy, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Cindy Michalski joined us this morning as our guest. She is the vice president of NAMI Douglas County. She's our guest this morning right here on 103.3 KUMD.